building products and everything around West Tennessee. But here, chew on this a while. You're cramming that down your throat, slobbing all over me. Nah, I'm cutting teeth.
Oh boy.
Got to have something to chew on.
Is this is the contracting done for private residences? Or?
No, it's mostly just until year before last, he owned an asphalt plant and did asphalt work. But then he sold the plant, and now he supplies sand for the business is on a part of a river, and I don't know what the name of the river is. A little bitty thing runs through there, and they pump sand out of the backwaters. Daddy owns the land around it, and it's a sand plant. And then they pump the sand up with the barge and everything, and then they have a sand plant that refines it and everything, and they sell that for mortar sand, and then for, you know, for buildings and everything. Nice. And they have different grades of sand, you know, concrete sand and other kinds. And then they also have a dealership in Kaiser Aluminum Pipe. And my brother is in the pipe end of it, and Donald, mostly just my husband, just sort of oversees the whole thing. He's a manager, and my dad's trying to retire a little bit. I'm not doing too, just cannot give it up. He went to, he graduated from UT Knoxville, and that was 1941, I think. And then he went into the service, and when he came back out of the service, he taught veterans over at UT and carried the mail and did a little bit of everything else trying to make ends meet. And then in the late 50s, he was selling heavy equipment, and he got into this contracting business and asphalt and everything with another man, and then they dissolved partnership, and Daddy stayed on in the business.
Did you say he started this business himself?
It's his own. And mother went to school at Martin. They met over at Martin. Oh dear, when it was the junior college. Just cannot imagine all the tales that we've heard.
Tell me so.
Well, of course, Daddy was on a football scholarship at Albert Martin, and he thought that he was really tough, you know. And he thought that everybody else should think that he was really tough. And mother had, mother said that he would do all kinds of things to get attention, like wear one sock, one color, and one sock, you know, when they wore the Argyle socks and everything, you know, he'd have one striped sock on once, and one with polka dots on it or something, you know, so when he crossed the leg and his pants came up, that everybody, you know, was noticed because of his socks and or just anything, you know. He just thought that he was just the greatest thing. But when mother's parents died, she had gone to boarding school in Nashville, and they wanted her to go to college in Nashville, but she talked them into her guardians. She talked them into coming to Martin, and the first day that she was down here, she met Daddy, and he tried to impress her on every way that he could. He could not understand why she was not falling at his feet like everybody else. But there's just all kinds of things that he did to try to get her attention and everything. And finally, it didn't take very long, obviously, because they were married at the end of that year.
Is that right? Well, he was pretty successful.
Yes, he must. And then they went to Knoxville. That he was a sophomore at that time. It was junior college then, so they went to Knoxville. And when that was right before the war broke out, I guess, 41, yeah. And then he went to a station in England for the duration. I was 8 months old when he, the first time he saw me.
She finished her college work?
No, she just went to, she just has 1 year of college.